Good evening, and welcome to Stop and Live, week number 4 with Jane Vandress. This is Massage Therapy Radio's weekly radio program. My name is Scott Dartnell, and I will be your host. For our listeners that have dialed in, or for those listening over live streaming audio, thank you for joining us. For those who are on our broadcast page and would like to contribute questions or comments, there's a question and answer box on the bottom left part of that page. Simply type your question in there, and it would be great if you could put your name in there also with it so we know where it's coming from, and send it through to us, and I get those questions immediately. For those people that are listening over the phone, at your convenience, if you have access to email, you can email me your questions, and I will pass them on to Jane. And since this is over massagetherapyradio.com, just the way it sounds, massagetherapyradio.com, simply send them to scott@massagetherapyradio.com. So I would like to move forward now and introduce my friend and colleague, Jane Vandress. Welcome, Jane.
Hi, Scott. How are you this evening?
I'm wonderful. I really wanted to explain to those listeners that are listening over the web, over the live streaming audio, some of the advantages, some of the things that they can do, some questions. But for those people, because we always have quite a number of people listening over their phone, maybe it's more convenient for them, that we really want them to contribute to. So please feel free to send your questions in because we use them. They're part of every single show. So, Jane, I'm going to let you start the show. I know that... Did you want me to actually start with the affirmation, or did you want to start with something first?
No, we can start with the affirmation and then continue on from there. That would be great.
Wonderful. Well, tonight's affirmation is, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will open to you. For everyone who asks receives, he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be opened. That's from Matthew. I really like that affirmation. I really like that quote.
Well, that's a powerful affirmation, and funny enough, ask, seek, and you will receive. It's actually the secret, the law of attraction, and it goes as far back as in the Bible, and it appears as though Jesus was sharing that with us so long ago. That's what's amazing about that affirmation from the book of Matthew.
Really, it is true that, you know, that great sayings and thoughts have continued and traveled through history and are still, you know, are sometimes recreated, but so many things have come from previous times. And that one is one of my favorites.
Yeah, it was a personal affirmation that you chose for the show this time.
Yes.
That you found it. How was it that you came across that affirmation again?
Well, that affirmation was actually, I always get a quote of the day. I know some people subscribe to different email publications. I always subscribe to one that's a quote or a saying of the day. And that one came to me, I would say a few months back, mm-hmm. but it was just after the time, I think, that I had read The Secret. And I read that and I go, this is The Secret. This is really everything what the Secret is talking about. And... I didn't realize that, you know, it came from the gospel according to Matthew, you know, his direct interpretation of what Jesus was supposed to have said to him. So I really find that affirmation strong in a lot of different reasons. And for me personally, it goes back to when we were talking and how you were helping or assisting me through some different processes, some different ideas I was working through, and your concept is that your thought or your that really stuck with me was that you can have many thoughts, but until you put the, you know, some people say action, but with you is until you put the emotion to that thought, nothing will happen.
Well, that's true. That's according to law of attraction. Everyone and everything's made up of energy, and just like as the secret says, like a magnet, you attract to you where your thoughts and your emotions are focused upon, and that's the process we use to manifest.
And for me, because I'm like many other people, I always have ideas or different things that I'd like to do, and you know, I wonder sometimes, like, why aren't these things happening for me? Why am I not accomplishing them? And in, I have to say, since I've been, you know, working with you and speaking with you, that those positive results are happening very quickly, and they're happening. It seems to be a cascading effect for me, and I have to thank you for that, Jane. It really. You helped me, as they say, put my pen to the paper, right? And, or the wheels to the road. So I thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. It helps me in the process, too, when I'm there and sharing what I've learned with other people. It's a reminder call for me as well. And I actually have a story I'd like to share with you about how I first began to kind of click in with the law of attraction and understand about manifesting. As you know, Scott, that I'm also a numerologist, and I've been studying numbers for years. And I actually began to understand how we manifest through the numbers. My wake-up call was actually seeing repetitive numbers in sequence, like 111, 333, 777. I actually saw these numbers all over the place, on license plates, on advertising signs, digital clocks. Even radio announcers were stating these numbers just kind of randomly, and it was like, oh, my gosh, what's going on here? And then I finally started to realize that seeing these numbers was helping to broaden my awareness. And within that, I was realizing that wherever I focused my thoughts or my attention, that I was creating. I was literally creating that, manifesting that into my life. So after I realized that, I thought to myself, well, why stop at numbers? I might as well manifest anything and everything, realizing that that's actually what we do on a day-to-day basis, every moment of our life. For me, that was a huge aha moment.
And we had already spoken about this, and we haven't told our listeners this, but you plan on adding a little segment to our show in the next little while, which is going to include numbers. Did you want to talk about that at all?
Sure. Sure. We're thinking about adding, instead of people coming on and receiving their horoscope for the month, we're going to do a number scope. So people are going to get to know how their numbers are generating energy and information that will help benefit them through the month. And we will do that on a month-to-month basis. And we're really excited about that, aren't we, Scott?
Oh, absolutely. I'm very excited about that because... I knew nothing of it until I had spoken to you, and we had worked together, and you had talked to me about what my numbers were, and I don't think it's any coincidence that once I understood, had a better understanding of what my specific numbers were, that how they kept playing out in my life. And, you know, I've told you about that before, how many times that, you know, they've come up in the last, last month. And it's exciting. To me, again, it's another positive sign. And it helps me to work, not work harder, but to be more focused on my goals, because I know they're obtainable.
Exactly. It's used as a tool. It's used as a tool to empower us, and And even more, it's used to awaken us, because it's always things that are already residing within us. We just need to remember them. It's not always the fact of learning them, but remembering them.
That is very true. Did you want to... are you ready for some questions?
Sure, I'm all ready. Fire up.
I have a number of them. We're going to start with... Our first question is from John. And it goes, what does the word vibration mean? I hear the word in phrases like, I feel good or bad vibes. In regards to the law of attraction, how does this word apply?
Okay, thanks for your question, John. Well, the law of attraction is all about vibration. And all energy follows the basic laws of movement, and movement is vibration. So everything moves and vibrates at a varied rate or speed. And it's all from the source, which is pure spirit, to the most solid form, which is matter. All of it is in a state of vibration. The energy is either positive or negative. And we can create different vibrations mentally, physically, and emotionally. Our vibrations create our reality. And it is the law of attraction actually in action. And you attract into your life whatever vibe you are sending out. And how this is done is how you're feeling creates a vibration. And that emanates from you out into the universe. Then the universe sends back the corresponding vibration to your feeling, to your emotion. And through this awareness, everyone is a creator of his or her own life. So I hope that this answers your question, John, and thank you again for submitting the question this evening.
Very good. Our next question, by the way, Jane, I love how you answer questions. I was every time I listen, I learn something new. Our next question is from Carol. And her question is, I am struggling a little with my finances lately. How can I bring more prosperity into my life?
Okay, Carol. Well, again, these questions are very much related to the law of attraction. So with the prosperity, you attract what you think and what you feel. And in order to attract what it is that you want, you need to be specific about what it is you want. So you need to be very visual and actually see the amount of money, perhaps, in dollar signs of what it is that you would like to manifest into your life. If you can even really get that exact amount of what you see yourself having. And you also want to understand your feelings and your beliefs about money. Do you feel that you deserve abundance? Do you feel you're worthy of abundance? And you also want to remember, too, that your words are energy as well. So you want to ask yourself, what words are you using when you speak about your finances? Remember, you always get what you ask for. So are you asking with words that describe prosperity, or are you asking of words that are actually feeling of scarcity? So you want to be aware of that as to what energy you're sending out into the universe. The other thing that you want to be aware of, too, is passion. Passion creates energy. So you want to ask yourself, you know, do you feel passionate about money? Do you feel excitement? Do you feel excited about your finances? Can you see and feel, for example, they use this in The Secret, can you actually feel excited and actually visualize and see yourself having a check sent in the mail with lots of dollar signs behind it? You want to also, like I said, your thoughts and your feelings need to be very affirmative, and they need to be repetitive. Because you will attract 100 times more powerfully with your positive thoughts than you will with your negative ones. You want to be, as I said, clear about what you want. You want to trust and know that you will receive it. You want to have an attitude of gratitude. Because when you state gratitude, you are saying that you're already grateful for what you have. So when you send that out in the universe, you're telling the universe, you know what, I already have this. So you're not sending out a yearning, so the universe comes back and says, oh, you already have this. Okay, well, I want to give you more of what you have. So a big key with the law of attraction for manifesting is gratitude. And another thing, too, use your imagination. Visualize every day. Visualize what it is you want. Use that imagination constantly. Remembering the law of attraction is always working. So I hope this helps you, Carol, to allow prosperity into your life. Thanks again.
The next question, thank you for that answer, by the way, Jane. That was, I always, you know, people ask me questions regarding this. I've heard and I've asked you questions regarding finances, and it really is about being repetitive and positive and knowing exactly what your goals are, what you're interested in, what you really want. If you're going to ask for something, what's the old saying? Don't ask for something you don't want, because you may end up with it, right? So
that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I love the line, be careful what you wish for.
That's what I want to say. See, you know, you're the wordsmith, Jane. we'll leave the talking to you. Now I have another interesting question from Teresa. I hope I'm pronouncing your name right. And this is interesting. Now we've spoken about this very slightly, and I'm interested in your answer because I don't really know very little about the subject. And it says, I've heard a little bit about power animals. What is the purpose of these guides, and how can they assist me in my life?
Okay, yeah, that's definitely a question that's a little different than what we've been hearing in the last few weeks on the show. And I'm glad for that this question's come into tonight's show. Well, power animals are... they're recognized a lot in the shamanic tradition. So a lot of the shamans use the idea of power animals. Another word they'll use for that is totem power animals. And they believe that power animals are messengers of great spirit and that they bring much to teach us. And they believe also that animals have inspired mankind. And just as humans have passed over in spirit and can become guides and spirit guides, so can animals become guides and spirit guides. And this is exactly what a power animal is. It's a guide that comes to assist us. So when you're working with your power animal, your power animal can facilitate healing. It can help you gain wisdom. Or you can even call upon the natural qualities of your animal, and your animal can share them, these qualities with you, and share their experiences with them as well. You may notice, too, that there are similar qualities within yourself that's related to your power animal. And these, as I said, these power animals assist you on your journey, your spiritual journey. There's a whole list of power animals. And I was just going to go over just a few. I will mention a power animal and give you just a one-word symbology towards it that might relate to you if you know your power animal or experience something with your power animal. For example, the buffalo can represent abundance. A wolf can represent leadership ability. Birds can represent intuition. A tiger can represent the now or the present moment. And cats can represent mystery or your psychic abilities. Now, for a lot of people, you may already know who your power animal is. You may already be connected and not even necessarily realize it. You may have a favorite animal. You may have noticed a certain animal that appears in your mind frequently or even in your surroundings within your life. And it's just bringing in an awareness, trying to get you aware that your power animal is actually trying to communicate with you. Now, I actually have a story that I can share with my own experience with my power animal. I was involved with a meditation group, and I was doing this meditation group, involved with them for about 5 years. And I was in the group for about a little less than a year, and we were introduced to the meditation and getting to know our power animal. And when I did the meditation, a tiger came to me. So after I had the tiger, I thought, geez, you know, this is kind of interesting, really came very visual to me. And then I kind of forgot about it for the next, you know, a few days, but it was still in the back of my mind. And then over the next, I would say, month, I was seeing tigers everywhere. I would see them on TV and in movies that I normally would never notice a tiger before. I was hearing people talking in conversation and mentioning a tiger, and I was like, oh my gosh, you know, why did I never notice this before? I even had people presenting me with stuffed animals that were tigers without knowing that the power animal was my tiger. It was unbelievable. I was just seeing the tigers everywhere. So I thought, whoa, this power animal is really working strongly and guiding me and bringing that awareness to me. But what I realized, too, was that the power animal was also making more clarity for me to understand, again, with the law of attraction, where are my thoughts and my feelings were focused on. I was so revved up about this experience with my power animal, with a tiger. That's all I was thinking and feeling. No wonder he was showing up all over the place. And he was a male, by the way, too. I found that out as well. So then when I started studying the tiger, and I realized, as I mentioned earlier, that you might notice some similarities within your power animal, and that's why the power animal chooses to work with you as well. So when I studied the tiger, I realized that it was a night creature, and that it worked a lot in darkness, which is funny because in my field, I work a lot in darkness. Even when I'm doing my treatments, it's always by candlelight. When I'm teaching meditation, it's by candlelight. For a night creature, I do a lot of my work and more efficient in the evening rather than during the day sometimes. So there was a lot of similarities. And the other thing was the tiger represents the present moment and the now. And that is a big thing that I've been working with myself personally and trying to, you know, learn it about myself so that I can share it with other people. So that was another aha moment for me. So I hope that this answers Teresa's question, and I thank her for the question. And I was going to ask you, Scott, if you've ever thought about any particular animal that you felt drawn to.
Well, I was really blessed when I was younger. My grandfather was kind of like a surrogate father to myself, my sister, and my cousins. We all lived close together. And every Saturday he would pick us up and take us out into the country and to a farm, and where he kept a pony and a horse for us. We were very blessed. And I just, from that time, just being, you know, getting out of the city and being out on a farm, I just love animals and nature, and I always loved horses. Other animals that I always loved is I love birds. You know, I live near the escarpment, and I think the big large birds like the like the turkey vultures and the hawks and eagles love to kind of swoop around the edge of the mountain. And you see lots of those very big and powerful birds just swooping around. I can sit in my yard and watch them forever. I'm just fascinated by them. Exotic animals, of course, like you said, like tigers and that. Animals in general, I'm very drawn to. I love being around them. I enjoy them. I enjoy pets. As I told you, I have a 14-year-old black lab who I'm very close with. So if I had to pick an animal, like not a domestic animal that, you know, would be in your home, it would probably be a horse or something like that.
So I would recommend that you want to look up horse. You can actually go on the internet and just punch in power animal or power totem animal and receive more information from that. The horse is also symbolic for stability, and also a horse is very much a hard worker. So, I mean, there's a lot of different things you want to take into that and look upon yourself as well. And the bird's very, very highly intuitive and psychic.
Just as a funny aside, Jane, I told you last weekend, weekend before, we were in Toronto for a birthday party. And in Toronto, they have police officers that are riding around on horses, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mounted police officers, I guess, is the right way to put it. And about three cars in front of us, these two officers on horses pulled the car over, and it was the funniest thing. I was, you know, I do a weekly newsletter. I was going to put that picture in my weekly newsletter because I took a number of pictures, and my wife said, "Are you sure you should take pictures?" It was one of the most interesting things I've ever seen, where the one horse blocked the car from moving forward, and the officer came up to the window and leaned down about 3 feet and said, "Sir, can you please pull over to the car in front of me?" And it was just hysterical. It's like, You know, you look back. My cousins lived on a very old street in Hamilton, and I was always fascinated to play out on the street in front of their house because they had rings that were right into the sidewalk, which is where the horses were tied up to when they were delivering the ice and the eggs and the milk.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, you know, I really equate them. You know, my grandfather took us to the farm. His father was a blacksmith, so I really equate horses with being such an integral part of our history. And you know, men and women were so dependent upon what they did. And it's funny, with the automobile, they faded from those types of jobs, but they really were a very integral part of our society 100 years ago, or not even 100 years ago,
mm-hmm.
70 years ago.
No, they've definitely been around for a long time, and as I mentioned earlier, they are very, very hard workers and very intelligent animals as well.
Yeah, I always found them to be very sensitive animals. Like, they're very sensitive to their environment and
mm-hmm.
to the people that take care of them, that are caring for them.
Yeah, they're right. Very aware animals. They're
very,
very
aware.
Yeah, very, very sensitive energy receptors, and that's why also why they put the blinders on them, too.
Mm-hmm. I always thought it was funny for an animal that was so large and strong,
mm-hmm.
how sensitive they are, you know.
Yeah, don't judge a book by its cover, right?
No.
I actually wanted to ask if you would like, and also for our listeners, that I would like to do a little bit of power animal exercise. It's it's a little form of a meditation, and it'll just help you to open up and be in the present moment and see if you can connect with your power animal. Would you like to do that?
Oh, it sounds great.
Okay. So all I'm going to ask is for you, Scott, and also for our listeners, just to sit quietly within your chair or wherever it is that you're sitting. And just feel your feet planted firmly on the ground, feeling very stable and secure. And just begin by focusing on your breath. Focusing on your breath, and with every inhale and exhale, you're allowing yourself to just become a little more relaxed. Allow yourself just to go a little deeper into the present moment, a little deeper into peace and relaxation. Focusing on your breath, just helping you to remove the chatter from your mind and just allowing yourself to be here and now, because it's here and now is the place in which your power animal resides. Just feel yourself becoming more calm and serene. And I want you to use your imagination or your inner eye and just see before you, with your eyes closed, a blank white screen. And just try and visualize that blank white screen, a beautiful blank canvas before you. And again, just focusing on your breath, breathing in and breathing out, and focusing on this clear canvas. And as you're becoming more aware of your breath, you're becoming more aware of your body, you're becoming more aware of your heartbeat. You can feel your heartbeat and you can feel the blood pumping through your veins. And as you're bringing that awareness into you, you can feel the excitement of knowing that you will soon connect with your power animal. You can feel the energy coming through you and connecting to your power animal. It feels very loving, very gentle, and very familiar. And as you're allowing yourself to focus on this energy, you're making the clear intention that you're ready to communicate and connect with your power animal. And just look forward on the blank white screen and just allow before your eyes for your power animal to present him or herself to you. And just open up all your senses, your hearing, smelling, sound, taste, and feeling. And allow your power animal to present itself on the screen. And I'm just going to allow you to be silent just for a moment or two so you can connect with your power animal. Now, as your power animal has presented itself to you on the screen, just take this moment to be grateful and allow your power animal to feel that gratitude that you're so thankful for this opportunity to meet with him or her, and grateful for the exchange in energy. And just bring your attention back to your breath, feeling energized, comfortable, and at peace. Focusing on your breath, feeling yourself within your body, your feet planted firmly on the floor. Feeling yourself sitting back in your chair. Just taking a nice, relaxing breath in and out. And open your eyes. Would you like to share your experience, Scott?
Well, one, I'm very relaxed now. Thank you.
Very good.
That's just the way I want to finish off a very full day. For me, it took me a little while to get my white background, to get my, you know, white canvas. But I don't know if it was from my thoughts earlier of speaking of horses, but that was what I was visualizing.
Mm-hmm.
That was what I was seeing, hearing the sound, the sound of a horse's hoofs on the ground, and how, you know, horses, you know, are making that kind of snorting sound with their nostrils, and really feeling the strength of that animal.
Very good. Very good. I hope for our listeners that they had just as an amazing experience as that and were able to connect with their power animal. And not to get discouraged if they didn't feel as though they had something tangible. When you put that intention out there, you are definitely connecting with your power animal. And just bring that awareness over the next few days. Something might come a little later or something more vivid or strong. But you definitely connected.
Well, it was a very good exercise, Jane. Thank you again.
You're welcome.
You're always
and
surprising
thank the
me
listeners
with...
for their questions.
Pardon me?
I said I thank you for the listeners for the wonderful questions they gave this evening.
Oh, we're getting really, really good questions every week. And greatly, greatly appreciate those.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to, if it's okay with you, Jane, I just want to talk briefly with our listeners. I want to thank Massage Therapy Radio, my colleagues in Massage Therapy Radio, for letting us put this show on. They've been very supportive. My colleagues are very dynamic people. They're very broad thinkers, and I've been very I've said very three times because it's the only way I can describe how good the relationship's been between our group. If you go through to the Massage Therapy Radio broadcast page, to the Massage Therapy Radio site, we have a couple really interesting programs going on right now. One I assisted with last night with the Florida State Massage Therapy Association. We're helping them do their pre-conference broadcasts, just focusing on some of their extra special presenters that are going to be, it's the first, I believe it's the July 4th weekend that the conference is in Boca Raton, Florida. They approached us to help do their broadcast for them, and that was because last year, we, as I told you, we had done the American Massage Therapy Association broadcast and Massage Therapy Canada broadcast, which for me, this has been a wonderful experience to all kind of leading up to this work that I'm luckily enough to do with Jane, interviewing wonderful people from all over the world. So if you have a chance to listen to some of those broadcasts, our broadcasts, all the previous broadcasts are all on the Stop and Live page on the Massage Therapy Radio website if you want to go back and listen to previous broadcasts. There's also another interesting show that I know that you're interested in starting next week on Monday, Jane.
Mm-hmm.
My good friend Eric Brown is running a five-day program on how to build your own website.
Mm-hmm.
And he guarantees by the end of the week you're going to have a fully functional, very nice website up and running. So I know that's something that you had told me you're interested in, so if this
Definitely.
Came to me, I thought I'd bring that up to you. So
Definitely.
Again, I'd like to thank my friends at Massage Therapy Radio for helping us bring this wonderful show to everyone out there. And we're just going to keep doing it every Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Yes, I know. I'm eternally grateful.
Oh, I am very I'm very grateful that you agreed to do the show with me, Jane, and I think that the show's getting better every week. One more thing. I just want to know, I'm going to read next week's affirmation. Did you have anything you want to say in closing?
No, no. I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. Next, the affirmation for next week's show is, eternity is not the hereafter. This is it. If you don't get it here, you won't get it anywhere. And that's by Joseph Campbell.
That's a powerful affirmation. It's a powerful, and it's an affirmation that's worth inspecting and checking it out for sure, because it delves into something that not a lot of people want to talk about, too, about, you know, life after death and the affinity, meaning the hereafter, the spirit world, what happens once we leave. So that's going to open up an interesting topic for questions for next week's show.
It is. And again, Jane, I'd like to thank you for everything that you've brought to us this week. And for all of our listeners, thank you very much for all your contributions, and please continue to contribute your questions and comments. Moving forward from week to week, that's what's shaping our upcoming show, so we greatly appreciate it. And again, Jane, good night, and thank you for everything that you've brought to the show this evening and over the last 4 weeks. And from
Thanks.
Massage Therapy Radio, my name is Scott Dartnell, and we will see you next Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Good night, Jane.
Good night, Scott. Thank you, Scott, and thank you to our listeners. Have a good night.
You too, Jane.
Thanks.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.